Here is the monthly report for Aid Northwest. Aid Northwest is Advocates for Immigrants in Detention Northwest. Aid Northwest supports immigrants in detention and when released from the Tacoma ICE Processing Center through welcoming services focused on transitional support and connection to vital resources for resettlement. The September report was compiled by Samantha, the office assistant and volunteer coordinator at Aid Northwest. This is a statistical report for Advocates for Immigrants in Detention Northwest for the month of September 2022. In September, we greeted 220 immigrants who were released from detention. We provided overnight accommodation to 13 immigrants that stayed at our hospitality house. 50 coats were given to immigrants to keep warm on their journeys. 190 backpacks were given to immigrants to carry their belongings as they made their way to other states. 40 letters were sent to immigrants in detention. 170 immigrants were provided transportation. 76 immigrants who are in detention were provided phone funds. And 801 and one-half hours were worked by our amazing volunteers. If you would like to become a volunteer, you can apply at aidnorthwest.org. Under the Get Involved tab, you will see our application link. We will also be having a virtual community meeting on November 16th. Our guest speaker will be Anastasia Workman from Casa Latina in Federal Way. She will be speaking about the services Casa Latina offers. If you would like to join us, send an email to officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org to receive a link to the meeting. Here are some excerpts from our Welcome Center volunteers. We had a great team and a smooth evening to assist four individuals who were released from the detention center and three individuals who were released yesterday, coming from the hospitality house with flights. Tonight's four guests who were released today came from Nepal, two from Cuba, and one from Russia. Tickets were purchased for all four, and all were checked in and printed. The guests were great, and there was lots of laughter, photos, and gifts that went around. After receiving the call from ICE that we were done and ensuring everyone was on their way, we closed up around 6. Here is another excerpt. This last Friday at the Welcome RV was a quiet one. We had three guests in total. One man from Pakistan, another from India, and a third from Belarus. The man from Belarus was headed to New Jersey and booked his flight for that night. A volunteer took him to the airport. The men from Pakistan and India were picked up by their host family and had plans to fly out on Saturday morning. We packed up and headed home around 6:30. I hope everyone enjoyed listening to these excerpts. Thank you. I'm talking with Francesca Holm. So you are a volunteer with Aid Northwest, correct?
Yes.
And so how did you become involved?
I was looking for ways to support immigrants, especially immigrants from Central America. And I wanted to do something that was close to home. I had actually been working in Central America for many years, and then returned home to Seattle, and wanted a way to continue to connect with that region of the world and, with immigrants to our country more generally. Mm-hmm. And I was also looking for ways to get more involved in climate change and in climate change advocacy and in mitigating the impacts of climate change. And certainly immigration to this country and around the world is increasingly driven, at least in part, by climate change and by people's usual places becoming less and less habitable or becoming more and more difficult to farm. And that's particularly true for Central America. And so I wanted to do something positive in the community that touched on those issues of climate and migration. And so I was looking around on the web and found Aid Northwest and just thought that the mission was really compelling. And I was excited to meet some recent migrants and to use my Spanish language skills and do what I could in the moment to support and address needs in the community.
Well, everything is connected, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So what do you do with Aid Northwest?
So I volunteer at the Welcome Center, which means that I'm outside the detention center in the RV there, welcoming people as they arrive and helping, or rather as they exit the detention center, and helping them to get connected with friends and relatives who are going to help them when they go to wherever their next destination is. Usually it's somewhere else in the country, maybe New York or Idaho or Florida, and we help make sure that they can land there and reunite with family or await their court date. So we help them call relatives and we help them book flights. If they need a place to stay for a night while they wait for a flight, we help connect them with that. And we just give them a nice warm welcome on their way out of detention.
Well, wow, it's more than a warm welcome. I mean, my goodness, you do so much to help these people on their way.
It's really fun and really gratifying to be able to help someone with what they need in the moment, and also to know that it is connected to a whole broader set of issues. And I think it's really gratifying to be able to show migrants as they exit detention just how many people in the U.S. really do want to welcome them and want to see them succeed and want to help get them on their way. It's that exchange that happens right in that moment is just fills you up with joy, and it's a really gratifying experience.
Yeah, very cool. So I was wondering, with what you said earlier, is there any particular place in Central America that you were or that you are most interested in?
Well, I lived in Nicaragua for a couple of years. I served in the Peace Corps there. And then I also had work for about 9 years that took me to different countries in Central America. So Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and Nicaragua. So I spent a fair amount of time in most of those countries. And it's nice to have a way to connect and to see folks coming from places where I've spent that time and just enjoy reconnecting. And also, I mean, when I was working there, so many people helped me and helped me achieve the goals that I needed to achieve while living and working there. And so to be able to help someone when I know a little bit about the country they came from and help them get oriented to our little corner of the world, it just feels kind of like coming full circle.
So is there something about this Welcome Center that you particularly like?
Yeah, I think it's really amazing that it's all volunteers and all volunteer run, and just shows that there's so much goodwill in the Pacific Northwest, and so many folks who really want to help migrants and really want to be a part of this. I really like meeting the people who are exiting detention and also the other volunteers, and just hearing their stories and what brought them to the Welcome Center. It's really nice to forge those connections, especially during this time when we've all been so isolated for so long during the COVID pandemic, to be able to connect with people in person and have a shared goal, and knowing that we're all there in a volunteer capacity is really nice. It makes me just feel more connected to my community here.
Yeah, well, there certainly has to be a certain way of being in order to volunteer for something, anything, and especially something as difficult as all of the things that go into helping people on their way.
Yeah, it is also like problem solving. And it can be really gratifying when you're working with someone, maybe you don't share a language, and so you're looking on Google Translate or on any of the other translation softwares, and you're talking with family and going back and forth, looking at different travel options. And then when you finally figure out what those arrangements are going to be and send someone on their way, it's a real sense of accomplishment. So I like the problem solving aspect as well.
Is there anything that's particularly hard for you?
Yeah, sometimes when the center is really busy, there can be a lot of needs, a lot of different travel requests, a lot of different languages all flying around at the same time. And so just trying to make sure that everyone can get on their way, it can be a little hectic. So that's definitely the challenging part. And we don't always know how many people are going to come out of the detention center on a given day. And we don't usually have a lot of advance notice, although ICE calls us and tells us how many they estimate will come out the following day. We don't always know for sure. And there are people who come out on bail, and so we don't necessarily know about those folks in advance. So there can be really, really hectic days, and that's definitely part of the challenge. And it can also make things more fun and just feel really satisfying when you are able to kind of sort through all of the different moving parts and get folks where they're going.
Sounds like a really fulfilling sort of volunteer.
Yeah.
How do people get involved?
Well, I think folks can just visit the website, Aid Northwest. That's where I found a bunch of info about it, and I was able to just fill out a volunteer application. And the Aid Northwest team got back to me really quickly and started putting me on the schedule. So it was really very smooth. And I think it's pretty easy to sign yourself up and get started volunteering. And someone will train folks in how to do the different procedures and make sure you can schedule flights and use all of the systems that you need. So it's pretty easy to get started, and I know we're always looking for more volunteers. So just welcome folks from the community to join us down at the Welcome Center.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything you would like to add?
I guess I'd just say I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be a part of this, and I think it's really beautiful to have these moments, especially during such divided times and such isolating times in our country. It's really neat to have these moments where we can come together in support of people who are just arriving or just exiting detention. I think we all need that, right? That sense of community and that sense of connection. And I've really found it at the RV. And so I just would welcome others to join us and just know that it'll be a really fulfilling and rewarding and gratifying experience.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Well, thank you very much. It was wonderful to talk with you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Louisa. I really appreciate this opportunity. It's fun to get to talk about the work.
You can register now for our next community meeting. Email us at officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Again, that is officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Aid Northwest is financed 100% through donations from individuals and private organizations. Aid Northwest relies on the over 200 volunteers, a small paid staff, and is only possible because of the many generous donors. Please visit our website for donation information. Financial donations, as well as donations of food, clothing, and backpacks, are gratefully accepted. There are many volunteer opportunities, from assisting at the Welcome Center, supporting immigrants while in detention, to serving on a committee. You can learn more at the website aidnorthwest.org. That is aidnw.org. You can email us at officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Aid Northwest, supporting immigrants with dignity while in detention and upon release. Thank you.